Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you probably know that the New York City Marathon is this weekend, but did you know that the Marathon for Journalists and Geeks is also scheduled for the same time? The Great Urban Hack is taking place on Saturday and Sunday. A bunch of coders, open source tech people, and journalists are getting together to try to design, report on, code, and create projects to help New Yorkers get more information and encourage civic engagement in the city. WNYC's senior executive producer for news, John Keefe, is going, and he's here to explain what this is and how you can get involved. And we also want to open the phones for you to call us up right now and tell us what you would want a bunch of journalists and tech nerds to work on to help you be more efficient, more informed, or more engaged in New York City life. So the Great Urban Hack starts, in a way, right now. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we're not asking you for solutions. You don't have to design something in the next 3 seconds and call it in. We just want you to come up with the problems. What kind of problems need to be solved? 212-433-WNYC. And for John, for people who, first of all, hello.
Hi.
And for people who have no idea what I'm even talking about, what is this?
Okay, so it's a gathering of, as you said, journalists and programmers, really, getting together for kind of a marathon programming session. It's going to be an opportunity for people to do what you're saying, bring together maybe public data or other resources or maybe a cool tool. You've seen a lot of these kinds of tools come out in the New York Big Apps project, where you can have an iPhone tool that might help you figure out what train to catch and things like that. So some kind of tool that could be on an iPhone, it could be on a website, it could be on an iPad, built in the course of about 36 hours. And that's one of the constraints. It's a little bit of a contest to see what could be made in that short amount of time with people who are programming and working on this all night long.
So over the course of 2 days, the group is going to come up with a list of problems, and then programmers are going to literally sit in a room and try to create programs that will solve these problems?
Yeah, the project, none of this is sort of set out ahead of time, except for what we might talk about here. And when everybody gets together on Saturday morning, folks will break out into groups that of journalists and programmers to come up with ideas and then start right in on trying to solve them.
Well, guess what? People are starting right in on listing them, 212-433-WNYC. And let's start with Tom in Massapequa. Tom, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I was thinking some kind of a traffic monitoring or alert app for either, you know, getting in and out of the city, but also like within the city. So you could log in and the smartphone would know where you are automatically and say, you know, what traffic issues could be affecting you where you wanted to go.
The news radio helicopter of your palm.
In your hand.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So noted.
So noted. Susan in Morningside Heights, something related. No, this is completely different. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Yes. This is a right to the city kind of question, and there's actually a group of that name. So Eva Moskowitz wants to open yet another charter school, and she's targeting the Upper West Side and has moved away from 145, which was on 105th, to 165, which is a block from where I live.
So you obviously don't like this charter school group. Where would an app come in?
Here's my question. The DOE seems to have trouble counting how many students actually need seats. So they keep opening charter schools that then squeeze out the zoned kids. So we need an app to show how many kids actually need seats in each district in the city.
Okay, that's right. Interesting.
That is interesting. And we're actually looking at some of those numbers. Andrea Bernstein did some looking at that in terms of resources that when kids are moving into neighborhoods, like what other resources are available in terms of seats for schools and even like water and sewer issues. So that's perfect. Well, note that as well.
All right. And we're taking your suggestions for problems that this group of computer programmers and journalists might seek to solve this weekend at the Great Urban Hack, 212-433-9692. WNYC, 433-9692. If there's not an app for that, what do you want there to be an app for? Joe in Flushing. Hi, Joe.
Hey, hi. Most of the time I'm in Manhattan, and I work irregular hours, so at night I'm often looking for a cab. I would like an application that I could put on my cell phone that would work with my GPS and notify yellow cab drivers as to where I might be and that I was a ready fare.
Interesting.
Wow. And act a little beacon, like almost like those beacons at the hotels saying, hey, I'm here. Come get me.
The frequent taxi passengers app. And then they'll all come crashing into each other. Oh, I got to go to 39th and 6th.
Yeah, exactly. I also wanted to just say a couple of things about who's actually running this, just to be clear. WNYC and the Knight Foundation are sponsoring this. So full disclosure there. We hope you'll be come out. It's happening at the iBeam Art and Technology Center over on the west side, and also being run by Hackers New York City, which is a group of writers and programmers who get together to try to solve some of these issues. And this is the first sort of hackathon in New York City around that. So we're pretty excited.
And regular people can come. You don't have to be a computer programmer or a working journalist.
That's exactly right. The link is on the Brian Lehrer website to sign up. It is $25 to help cover the expense of food and stuff, but it's a nonprofit, nonpartisan, open source, civic centered effort. And anybody is welcome to come by and provide input and insight.
And for $25, you get a whole weekend of interaction. This is like all day Saturday and Sunday at iBeam?
Overnight. Yep. Doors will be open all night long.
Not overnight, not like accommodations.
Not that, yes. No, you have to be sitting there working, right?
Linda, but literally overnight, like people
literally
may be working
overnight
into the wee hours.
Absolutely. People will be coding, programming, creating, and building all night long.
That's when a lot of the creative juices flow.
Exactly.
Linda in Manhattan, you need an app for something?
Yes, hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have an idea for just regular citizens, an app, perhaps kind of like an app blog, where when you're walking on the street and you see a help wanted sign or an advertisement for any kind of job, a citizen could blog that in to help the employment rate, so employers don't have to actually advertise, because there's so many little signs we see everywhere. I do anyway.
Thank you.
That's it. Crowdsourcing the help wanted signs. That'd be really cool.
Meredith in Brooklyn, you need an app for something?
Hi, Brian. I work for New Yorkers for Parks, and we're a parks advocacy group. And there's a group in San Francisco where you can use the city parks, their own maintenance schedules, and you can fill in any issues or great things that you see. And I would love to see that app in New York City.
Very good.
Cool cross of data, too, if they had the schedule for the maintenance, and so you know when things are going to be fixed. That's pretty cool.
Jan in Malvern, you're on WNYC. What problem do you have that computer designers or software designers might solve?
Good morning, Brian. This is Jan.
Jan.
Malvern, New York. Well, I was thinking about the election outcome, and I hear a lot of about healthcare, maybe a repeal. So I was thinking if all those people who don't have health insurance could have application where they could register and record and eventually inform each other about possible rallies they could stage in front of Capitol and other cities. It would be about 10, mm-hmm. 20 million people. It could
kind
help.
Of a flash mob for universal health insurance.
Correct.
Thank you very much. Now, there's a demographic, John, that cohort of people that has a smartphone but no insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are kind of the interesting little corners we're trying to tease out. You know, a lot of things have been developed. There have been a lot of these kinds of projects that where people come up with ideas. So coming up with brand new ideas is a little tricky. And also coming up with ideas that you can solve or create in 36 hours, that's going to be a good challenge.
And are these just really for people who have smartphones that use apps or solutions for everybody to be used in different ways?
It is not limited by what we say platform, and a platform doesn't have to be the smartphone. It could be something that's online. It could be something that you interact through texting, It could be any sort of thing where computer programming and civic information come together to help citizens and residents. And I would say that one of the things I'm personally interested in is to see if people come up with arts ideas, you know, things about New York City arts and culture that, you know, seems to be typically outside the normal sort of problem data solving realm. And I'd like to see some of that. That could be really cool.
So I guess that's the idea of matching computer programmers, coders, and journalists. Because what journalists do so well, as you and I well know, is identify problems. And we say, that's a problem. That's a problem. People get criticized as journalists for being too negative. Oh, you're always talking about the problems. And the coders specialize in solutions. So that's the very idea of this match, right?
Absolutely. There could be an investigative project that could even be generated by this. Or it could be something as simple as a civic helper, just something that makes living in New York City just a little bit easier. And, you know, through journalism and through what we do here in public radio, we try to do that every day. If we can do that online, that'd be really cool too.
Ramola in Irvington, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Good to be on the show.
Thank you for calling.
I was thinking of something that this is something that has been touched on before. I've noticed that sometimes there is price gouging in low-income neighborhoods in bodegas for items which, for example, here in Westchester, I would pay a lot less for a bottle of seltzer than what I pay in, say, Bushwick or a depressed economy neighborhood.
So it's the Are You Being Gouged bodega app.
Correct. Something that would track the average price of you know, common items. And allow you to see, you know, whether the price that you're paying is, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's overpriced, and maybe, you know, pressure the owners of these places into maintaining, you know, more reasonable prices.
Good one. John, just tell people again how they can get information if they want to attend the Great Urban Hack on Saturday and Sunday.
Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer. You'll see a link to that right on today's show page.
Right on today's show page. And it's taking place at iBeam, which is way, way over on the west side near Chelsea Pierce, right?
That's right, 540 West 21st Street.
John Keefe, our own news director involved in the Great Urban Hack. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Alan Smith and Rachel Senator. We had intern help today from Sam Dishy. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.